The Nobel Prize in Literature has been awarded to two writers, Polish novelist Olga Tokarczuk and Austrian writer Peter Handke. Handke is probably best known outside of Europe for his collaborations with the German filmmaker Wim Wenders, and Olga Tokarczuk became the first writer from Poland to win the Man Booker International Prize last year for her novel Flights. Let's bring in NPR's Lynn Neary. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
And remind us, why are there two winners announced today?
Well, 2 years ago, the Swedish Academy, which awards the Literature Prize, was embroiled in a scandal when the husband of a member of the Academy was accused of sexually abusing or harassing 18 women, and he was later found guilty of rape. There were also accusations of financial impropriety that involved the leaking of names of winners for gambling purposes. And to make matters worse, the Academy had been giving money to a cultural organization that this couple owned. So all this led to a lot of infighting in what had always been thought of as a very staid organization, and a lot of Academy members stepped down, either under pressure or in protest. Now, there is an institutional rule that made it impossible for them to be replaced, and that meant that there weren't enough active members to choose a winner in 2018. So the Academy regrouped, made some changes, and they decided they would name two winners this year, one for 2018, one for 2019.
And the winner in 2019 is Peter Handke. He was born in southern Austria on the border with the former Yugoslavia. What can you tell us about him and what he's done with his career?
Well, he's a multi-talented avant-garde Austrian writer. He's a novelist, a playwright, a screenwriter, poet, essayist, and one of his best-known works is a memoir about his mother called A Sorrow Beyond Dreams. Handke garnered attention with his very first play in 1966. It was called Offending the Audience, which I think signals something right there. And it involved four actors sitting around talking about theater, and then they took turns insulting and then praising the audience for its performance. He had a bestseller in Europe in 1970 with the novel The Goalie's Anxiety at the Penalty Kick. It's a thriller about a former soccer player who commits a murder. And it was made into a film by the director Wim Wenders. Handke and Wenders collaborated on a number of projects, and I think perhaps most famously on the 1987 film Wings of Desire, which Handke co-wrote with Wenders.
And it sounds like, politically speaking, he's a kind of controversial figure.
Yeah, I mean, you might have expected that the Swedish Academy would make a safe choice this year to avoid any more controversy, but Handke has invited controversy since the start of his career. Most recently, he's come under fierce criticism for his support of Slobodan Milosevic, the Serbian leader who died before he could be tried for war crimes. Handke eulogized Milosevic at his funeral, and in response, officials in Germany tried to revoke a prestigious literary award, but he refused to accept that award before it could be officially withdrawn. He was asked about his support for Milosevic in a 2006 interview with the New York Times. He said that he thought Milosevic was not a hero, but a tragic human being, and he continued, "I am a writer, not a judge."
All right, let's talk about the 2018 winner. That's Olga Tokarczuk. She studied psychology at the University of Warsaw before she became a writer. Tell us more about her.
That's right. She set out to be a psychologist, but turned to writing, she claims, when she realized that she was more disturbed than her patients, she said. And I think that may be a wise choice because she has emerged as one of Poland's most prominent writers. She has twice won Poland's highest literary honor, the Nike Award, and she also won the Man Booker International Prize in 2018 for Flights. She calls this a constellation novel, but one reviewer described it as a cacophony of voices and stories seemingly unconnected across time and space. She was the first writer from Poland to win that prize, and her novel Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead was nominated for this year's international prize as well. She has a novel coming out in this country next year. It's called The Book of Jacob. This was a controversial book in Poland. It was critically acclaimed. It was a bestseller there, but some were offended. They thought it they felt it was a depiction of Poles as anti-Semitic. She received death threats and was targeted by right-wing extremists. Her publisher actually hired a bodyguard for her protection. She said she spent 8 years researching the book and was being attacked by, quote, people who didn't want to know about Poland's dark past. Swedish Academy member Anders Olsson said today that her work is full of wit and cunning.
So you've described two writers who have somewhat controversial pasts. Were you surprised by these choices?
I think it was surprising for a couple of reasons. You know, first of all, the Academy seemed to be inviting controversy by choosing Hanka. And, you know, he has actually called for the Nobel to be abolished. So let's see if he even shows up at the award ceremony. But beyond that, they formed a new committee to make these recommendations. And they included five outside experts, not part of the Swedish Academy. And they were sort of promoting the idea that they were going to move past a sort of Eurocentric and male-dominated kind of choice. One of the winners is a woman, but certainly these are both European writers. And I think a lot of people were expecting to see at least one of the winners to be from some other part of the world.
That's NPR's Lynn Neary. Lynn, thanks so much.
It was good to be here.